This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended greetings to everyone associated with the space sector, scientists, and all the youth on the occasion of National Space Day. In a video message, Mr. Modi said, "In a short time, National Space Day has become an occasion of enthusiasm and attraction among the youth."
Is bar space day ki theme hai Aryabhatta se Gaganyaan tak. Isme atit ka atmavishwas bhi hai aur bhavishya ka sankalp bhi hai. National Space Day hamare yuvaon mein utsah aur aakarshan ka avsar ban gaya hai.
He said that today, India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion, and soon will launch the Gaganyaan mission. The Prime Minister asserted that in the coming times, India will build its own space station. He added that the space sector is carving one milestone after another, and in the last 11 years, the government has done many reforms in the space sector. Mr. Modi mentioned that space tech is also becoming a part of governance in India.
हमने प्राइवेट सेक्टर को स्पेस टेक में परमिशन दी और आज देखिए देश में 350 से ज्यादा स्टार्टअप्स स्पेस टेक के इनोवेशन और एक्सेलरेशन का इंजन बनकर उभर रहे हैं. इस कार्यक्रम में भी उनकी बढ़ चढ़ करके उपस्थिति दिख रही है. हमारे प्राइवेट सेक्टर द्वारा बनाया गया पहला PSLV रॉकेट भी जल्द ही लॉन्च किया जाएगा.
The Prime Minister further highlighted that India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier. In Uttarakhand, a cloudburst due to heavy rainfall in Chamoli district last night caused widespread damage in Tharali Tehsil, with debris sweeping into residential buildings, shops and government premises, including the subdivisional magistrate residence and Tehsil office. Several vehicles have also been damaged. Surrounding areas, including, have also been affected due to heavy rain. In response, the district administration has declared a holiday for all schools and Anganwadi centres up to class 12th in Tharali Tehsil. Talking to Akashwani News, additional district magistrate Vivek Prakash said, relief camps have been set up for the affected people.
थराली में रात में अतिवृष्ट से जो है थराली शहर हो गया, तहसील परिसर हो गया, सागवाड़ा गांव हो गया, चपड़ हो गया, आसपास के इलाकों में काफी अतिवृष्ट हुई, काफी जो नुकसान हुआ है. रात में ही हम लोगों ने मूव करा दिया था. DRF की टीम थी, SDRF की टीम थी, DDRF हमारी टीम थी, उनको मूव करा दिया था क्योंकि रास्ता के लिए ब्लॉक हो गया है और इसलिए जो है बहुत दिक्कत हो रही है लोगों को. बाकी तहसील के स्टाफ जो है, प्रशासन जो है, वहां लगा हुआ है राहत कार्य में. इसके अलावा हम लोगों ने रिलीफ कैंप बनाए हैं.
Meanwhile, Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for a very heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Nainital, Bageshwar and Pithoragarh, with warnings of heavy downpours for other regions as well. The 56th meeting of the GST Council will be held on the 3rd and 4th of next month in New Delhi. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will chair the meeting. In Bihar, at least 8 people were killed and 5 others injured this morning in a road accident under Daniyawa police station area in Patna district. According to police, the accident occurred near Sirgiyawa station on the state highway in Daniyawa when an auto rickshaw was hit by a truck, killing 8 passengers on the spot. The 5 injured have been admitted to PMCH hospital in Patna. All the passengers were on their way to Triveni Ghat in Fatuha to take a holy dip in the Ganga River. US President Donald Trump has announced the appointment of his close aide Sergio Gore as the next US ambassador to India and special envoy for South and Central Asian affairs. Making the announcement through a post on Truth Social, President Trump said, for the most populous region of the world, he needs someone whom he can fully trust to deliver on his agenda and help make America great again. 7 suspected Islamic State terrorists, including 2 women, have been arrested in Iraq's Nineveh province. According to Iraq's military intelligence, the arrests were made in several areas of the province yesterday, following accurate intelligence information and intensive field monitoring. And that is the end of this news bulletin.